Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Monday, which means a couple of things. It means tonight we have a very big game that we'll be recapping, and that recap will be out tomorrow. It also means that we are about to do a Digging Deeper. That's right. All of the greatest clips from across the podcast universe that are about our beloved game and reality TV generally, we're going to be breaking them down. Dark Seeker does a great job of listening to all of this so you don't have to, and she delivers unto us the most important clips from around the nation and the extended nation.
And this special Monday, we're getting clues more on the Pace Case level. I'm talking about going in hard, going in clean. No, going in, what was it? Clues hasn't listened to the clips yet.
I don't know, but I know what you're saying. I haven't listened to the clips today. We had a kind of busy morning, so I didn't get a chance to do it. So I'm going in cold and clean, I think is what it was. Going in cold and I'm going in clean.
Going in cold, going in clean.
Going in cold, do you know what I mean? It's like a country song. At any rate, this is
Digging Deeper.
Let's start this Digging Deeper off. Let's get right into it. I'm just going to read Dark Seeker's notes here. Again, I don't know what these clips are. The first one comes to us from Bachelor. Oh, I do know what one clip is. I just looked at the very end one. It's one that I wanted to put here. Our last clip is one that I personally requested that I think you're going to enjoy. It has to do with Dan from Traders. He went on a live stream and he talked directly about Popeye Peter Weber and what it was like to play against him. And the clip is great. It's basically acknowledgement that Bachelor is the greatest game on the planet. That's our final clip today. But we're starting out with Bachelor Happy Hour. The guest was Jen Tran. This was from February 8th. And in this one, Jen is talking about the drone show that ended their one-on-one date with the drones that came out and made the Bachelor logo and the roses and whatnot. Let's take a listen.
So we were standing in the middle of the cemetery. Then I hear like this weird buzzing sound. And this is where... like the conspiracy theorist in me is coming out. I'm like, are these aliens? Like, what is going on? I literally was like, it sounded like a spaceship was landing or something. There's a bunch of lights in the air. And I'm like, they look like fireworks, but they don't sound like fireworks. So I was mega confused. And then eventually I figured it out and it was so cool.
No, I'm glad that you said that because I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't realize it was drones.
If the government actually had contact with aliens,
they admitted it
on The Bachelor.
They're like, this is how we're gonna tell the world. Forget the aliens. Date number 101, date number 2, Bachelor season whatever, we're gonna show the world.
That'd be nuts.
That would be crazy.
I would honestly love that. That'd be a legendary date though.
That'd be better than the drones.
Bachelor date whatever, season whatever, Serena, how dare you.
Yeah. There's disrespect being thrown all across this clip, specifically to our beloved game, and even more specifically to aliens, UFOs, and drones. Nobody knows what any of these things are.
No one came out clean. Everyone catching straight.
I don't understand this. You see a drone. I mean, have people not seen drone shows before?
I think this is the first drone show she's ever seen. And I remember the first drone show I ever saw, and I didn't know what it was. I was really confused.
You know, they have shit now where you can, like, holographically project images into the sky that look like real people. There's one going around of Marvel did it over a convention or something, and it looks like Loki is like coming out of a dimensional portal and, you know, like talking to the people on the ground and shit.
Oh god. Yeah.
Drones are like small potatoes at this point.
We always thought skies were free from ads. That's over.
Hell no. Get ready. Wait till they have you wearing AR glasses and everything you look at is an ad. Every flat surface will be an ad.
Yeah, you're the one already doing it on purpose.
Because I love it. I love this shit. But I do have to agree here that if UFOs or aliens or interdimensional beings or beings of pure consciousness expose themselves on an episode of The Bachelor, that would be a very important episode. I do agree with that statement that they said.
I do think if there are beings out there, please be beings and please be listening to this and please expose yourself through The Bachelor. It's the only way. It's the only thing that really makes sense.
I'll see if I can convince them when I do my astral projections.
We had so many things have happened over the past, whatever, 5 years we've been doing this. How long did we decide? 5 years?
We started in 2019. Hannah Brown.
Okay, yeah, 5 years. So many things have happened that I didn't think could possibly happen. So I wouldn't be surprised at this point if that happened.
I mean, all I can say is usually when I set a goal, I achieve that goal. And I do currently have a goal to make contact with some kind of life form that is not human.
Is that what you're doing the astral projecting for?
It's part of it, yeah. I'm also trying to see if I can just travel the cosmos.
Where are you trying to go?
Wherever I can.
Keep us posted.
I will.
Stay cold, stay clean, Clues.
Let's move on to our next clip.
Across the galaxies.
This next one comes to us from Almost Famous. Love is Wild is the title of this episode. It was from February 5th. In this clip, Ben and Ashley debate about Sydney and they talk edits. Here we go.
But the other women are not having Sydney's back. In fact, Sydney got up and walked away from the cocktail party. Said, anybody wants to follow me? I don't want to deal with this drama. Nobody followed her, right? Instead,
it seems like nobody followed her.
Nobody followed her.
That's what it seems like.
Ashley, I know what you're trying to tell me, okay? I know what you're trying to say here. But in the interviews, the ITMs.
Only Allison and Edwina are talking. And Allison and Edwina seem to be the only friends with Maria. And it seems like Medina is friends. And then we have Medina, who's friends with Sydney. And then we have Leia, who's definitely friends
with
Sydney.
But Medina's good with Maria. They've talked. They're like, yeah, but this is blown out of proportion. This isn't a thing. And yet Sydney continues to go back to it. Now, I know what your claim is, that they're not showing the whole story, right? But where are you getting that information from?
I'm getting the information for obviously one person, but I can also tell you that I just trust her more than I trust what I guess I just trust her. I just trust her.
Get him, Ashley.
Ashley, I hear.
Get him. I love this conversation.
Defending Sydney. Of course, they're talking about the big blow up that happened last week between Sydney and Maria and Medina, and now Leia's a part of it. And it came out that Ashley Iaconetti coached Sydney and helped her get in the game. So she's now taking her side. And here you've got Ben Higgins, you know, essentially saying, like, we saw that nobody came, nobody left when she left that group date after party.
She had no STCO.
Exactly.
That's what he's proving makes her a villain, that she had no STCO.
And Ashley is just kind of sitting there in the cut being like, yeah, but you didn't see everything. I can 100% guarantee you, you're not seeing everything, because that's what the show is. You never see everything in any episode. They are distilling down at least a day's worth of footage into an hour and a half. In most cases, it's multiple days of footage into an hour and a half. Best case scenario, it's only over the course of a day. Hours and hours and hours and hours of footage. 20 plus hours of footage distilled down to an hour and a half. You cannot see everything. It's simply the nature of this beast.
Wait, question. You know how, I don't know, I feel like eventually all my texts and emails will be leaked. Like, I just feel like that's how the internet is going.
They'll be searchable, yeah.
So does that mean that we're going to get to see this footage eventually?
I mean, it all depends on, like, is that footage on a hard drive somewhere that's connected to an internet? It might not be. I don't know. I literally don't know. But I can tell you this. You know, Sydney took a lot of heat in the course of this season. She's, you know, now out of the game. I do think that there is probably another side to this story that is just not being shown. And I don't know how far that side of the story goes. Like, I don't know how much Maria is.
Of course, because the story doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of very, like, confusing things and people having reactions that seem completely unwarranted. Even how Leia is reacting now, you know, with such fervor. It's like, over what? They've kind of, I think, I don't have evidence of this. This is just my personal interpretation of it. I do think Maria probably has done a little more to make this situation what it is than we're seeing. I think she's probably a little more at fault than what we're seeing.
It definitely seems like, it seems unlikely to see one person having a fight and there's no other side of the fight. That just seems unlikely to me.
I agree.
But who knows? Who knows? We don't know.
And now there's two people. Like, I could kind of buy that Sydney, the producers had gotten to her and said, look, we need you to be the villain. You're going to have to fucking do this for us. And she's like, fine, fuck it, I'll do it. I combine that. Leia is also doing it now to the same level. That just doesn't seem right to me, you know?
They replace villains with villains. Like, I was just looking at this clip of when we went on Chatty Bros and we were talking about Shanae Ankeny and Cassidy Timbrooks and how basically as soon as Cassidy is gone, Shanae takes over. I feel like this is just the formula. It's like we have an early season villain, and then when they leave, well, we need someone to still hold up the torch so that you have a drama that we're watching. So it's not just, I mean, a season with just four TRR players, that's
hard. But they're not generally linked to, like, an aggressive behavior toward one other player. Like, the Sydney and Leia are linked to this. They're the same villain, basically. You know, they're both going against Maria for this thing that she said about Medina. And now, you know, whatever else comes out of that. The Cassidy and Shanae thing were not that. They were like separate villains with their own narratives and own enemies and all that. And and that's how it usually is.
I mean, they were kind of both enemies of Genevieve.
Yeah, a little bit. But Cassidy's villainy was more based on the kid birthday party, and she knocks the cake out of the thing.
Yeah, she was partnered with Genevieve, and she was like, why aren't you helping? Yeah,
but Shanae then was like directly coming at Genevieve and saying all this shit. I just feel like it, I don't know, this feels different to me. It does feel to me like there's a piece of this we're not seeing, a very important piece.
Do you know something?
I'm on Ashley I's side a little bit here. I don't.
Did you coach someone involved?
That I can't say, but I think there's more to the story. We may never get it. And I also just think it's like always important to take whatever you're seeing in that show with a grain of salt. Don't ever feel like these people are really the people you're seeing in the show, because that's never the case. Even if it's good, that's never the case. We know, like, Rachel Lindsay got into a big fight with Vanessa Grimaldi on Nick Viall's season, and that's just eliminated from the document because they want to promote Rachel Lindsay as the next Bachelorette. So they can use this edit to make you look good or bad or however they want to make you look. But whatever you're seeing in the document is not that person. It never is.
Clues, you know, I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their, they have a traditional deodorant stick, too, which I use. A lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda-free, it's paraben-free, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt, clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a
disgusting.
High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said, no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire, they don't have bulky fabrics, and they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore, 2024. Mm-hmm. I got the crossover bra, the black runway one. It has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch, so it's like doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you. Right now you can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I love this clip because she's just like, oh, sweet Ben. Sweet Ben, we don't know.
I know. But like, he's seen so much shit too. For him to be like buying into the edit, it's like, dude, we've heard you talk about how a handler was like living in your bathroom 24 hours a day and you couldn't.
That's, you know, all I think about when I think about that season is his potty handler.
Yeah, exactly. So it's interesting that, you know, even somebody who reached the highest level, like a Ben Higgins, who went through a rookie season, who came back as a bachelor, who has hosted multiple things for them. He did Bachelor Live on stage for a minute. Even he can be tricked by the edit still. But
yeah, I mean, he wasn't necessarily like involved in like altercations ever. So that like emotional piece is missing of getting a bad edit. As you know, his namesake, the Ben Higgins edit.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's move on to our next clip. This comes to us from Almost Famous, the most dramatic crossover ever from January 30th. All this note says is DLH closet. That's all this note says. I don't know what this means. I haven't listened to this clip. Dark Seeker has been very cryptic with this note. We're now going to find out what that means.
I love a cryptic note.
Me too. Let's have a listen.
It's best for cold and clean.
That's right.
We just recently rented out the Bachelor Mansion and did a whole kind of similar thing there. We brought in a lot of cool people, did a lot of interviews in one night. And we specifically, our room for Almost Famous was a closet. And I said, I think this is where Chris used to sleep. On the first night.
Oh, on front door, two rights.
No, right upstairs.
The master bedroom closet.
Master bedroom. Was I wrong or is that true?
100%. That was like, life was so janky back in the day. Like towards the end, I got a trailer and stuff like that. But in the beginning, when we first started shooting there, we did stuff so on the cheap. And so we would use that master closet and as not only a dressing room, but it was the only place I could hang where I knew no cameras would come, nobody would come in. And so I would just lay pillows down and I would climb under in the closet under the racks. And that's where I'd sleep until they got me.
They were shocked. The team was shocked. I was like, I think this is, I think this is what Chris was telling me is the room that he was in.
Gina and Carrie, Gina, obviously wardrobe and Carrie, wonderful makeup, or sorry, vice versa. Back Carrie wardrobe, Gina, wardrobe, my makeup artist for many, many years. And so, we'd hang out in there and just sit and talk and so I would go to sleep. And that was 100% slept in that closet so many nights. And that's when I thought, what am I doing?
I'm living the dream.
Life?
That's like, what I thought. I'm living the dream.
Yeah. I'm living it. This is it, man.
Do you remember this closet, Pace Case? We've been to Villa de Lavina. Pace Case and I have visited it. We have gone in every room of it. And I do remember this closet.
I remember being in one closet, but it wasn't the one that had all the stuff in it.
It didn't have any stuff in it. It was upstairs.
Oh, then no.
In one of the bedrooms, in the master bedroom. I remember it specifically because when I opened it, there was a chill in the room and I felt a darkness come out of that closet unlike anything I had ever experienced before in my lifetime. And now I know why. You'll notice in this clip, DLH says it was the only place I could hang. Now, I think most people think, oh, hang out. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying that he has bat-like feet and he would hang upside down in that closet, Dracula style with arms crossed over chest. And that's where he would sleep. That's what he just admitted to us in this clip. He's not human.
And Gina and Carrie would just come in and be like, okay, it's time.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you need makeup and wardrobe? To make you look human? Probably.
Because you don't have blood.
Exactly. This is, in my opinion, hardcore evidence that Dark Lord Harrison is a demon, a vampiric demon at that, and that this is where he would sleep during the days.
I don't need more evidence. His face is unchanged in 20 years.
That could just be good regimen, but this is all of these, are, of course, jokes. I don't actually think he's a vampire, but I have been in that closet, and I remember the size of it, and to know that three people were like hanging out in there doing his makeup and shit while he's sleeping on a stack of pillows is insane. And I will say, like, the mansion is much smaller than you expect it. Everyone says that. That's because it's true. And yeah, to think back about those early first seasons where they didn't even have a trailer for the host and he was like having to sleep in a closet. That is absolutely hilarious to me.
Now I want to know like what his trailer was like, though. Did it just get bigger and bigger each year? He's like, okay, well, now I need, you know, my little, I bet he had a little golf putting green. You know, he's got one of those.
Oh, for sure he had that. And a picture of Rory McIlroy.
That one's above his bed.
That's what he looks at every night before he goes to sleep. He kisses his fingers and puts them on Rory McIlroy's lips. We're the same.
The martyr misters.
Oh my God. Martyr misters. All right, we have 12 more clips to get to. Let's begin. Now, these next clips, it looks like there are six of them that come from Spidey's 16th Minute, and the guest was Corinne Olympios on February 7th. Obviously, Corinne is massively important in the history of our beloved game. She was a fourth place finisher on season 21, did all kinds of incredible revolutionary play, including sleeping through a rose ceremony, the first and only time we've seen that in our beloved game. So,
and Spidey is one of the most infamous villain reality TV couples of all time as well.
Absolutely. In this first clip, Corinne discusses if she came back on the show, the universe would explode. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and all the rest of these clips with Corinne Olympios and some clips with Kenny and Mari on She's All Batch and a clip from the most dramatic podcast ever with guests Deanie Babies and Kaylin Miller Keys and one final clip at the end, which is Dan talking about playing against Popeye Peter Weber. If you want to hear all of that and you want to get access to all of our Digging Deepers and everything else we do, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. Get those ad-free episodes. Get all these Digging Deepers. Get all those Clues Corners, which is blowing up right now. We're doing Love is Blind Season 6. We're doing Traitors. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We got a Pace Case Palapa getting deep into Vanderpump.
Get all those Pace Cases, Palapa. Eventually, she'll post one.
And of course, perhaps most importantly, you can get on our Discord where you can fire off your own scream directly into the pit. So if you like to do all that, please join us in the bottom of the pit. Once again, patreon.com/gameofroses.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.